Well, hello, guys. Now, here's another extortionist. I mean, another femon. And I would like you guys to notice the nose ring. That's always a red flag. Anyway, she became a project manager at Heathrow Airport for somebody, and in 2022. But as she had to meet somebody on the other side, sort of past the security thing, she had to go through the scanners. And she set the scanner off. So they asked her to stand to one side, while they can do a more thorough scan. Anyway, eventually she was let to go through. But this femon wasn't happy about it, so she put in a grievance. Obviously, this sort of action by them was all right by the normal passengers, but she is special, you know. Saying she felt like a criminal. And of course she played the racist card, and also the femon card, because she said this person patted around her bra area 3 times. Now, I don't know whether it was a male security guard or a femon one, but what she's insinuating is they were trying to grope her. So she tried to sue them. But she didn't want much. Just £1 million. I know it seems kind of funny to us, but sometimes it works. And it's always femons who bring these sort of charges. They gum up the court system. They gum up all the other systems. And it's usually just a scam to get money. But unfortunately for her, the tribunal decided it wasn't a case to answer to. Because security on airlines is paramount. And it was found that mostly everybody gets treated the same. So unfortunately for her, they dismissed her case. Which is actually good to see. Looks like she'll have to go back to work to get her money. And I guess these femons don't actually see that other people realise what the jig is. A lot of femons are professional extortionists. Of course, this is one of them that we've actually heard about. But there's millions of others going on. The courts are full of them. And they're all brought, mostly by femons. You guys out there must see that, don't you? I've seen it for years. Just another trait of a femon that, well, isn't very nice, is it? £1 million. Yeah, it's a good one. And the company she works for should be alerted to this, because it won't be the last scam she's going to try. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think, of course. You take it easy.